You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida in the Sunshine State. We are here on AM 1510, our dial is WWBC, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, 100.7, and we are heard, Miss Ellen, on the World Wide Web.
We are, Miss Sita Begee. We are on Facebook for sure. We under Sita Media, Inc., and all of our shows are posted there, pre- and post-show. And then also on our website, SitaMediaInc.com, where you'll find all of our, I'm feverishly working on the last 10 years worth of shows. Of course, I'm starting with this year and making sure that all of our shows are updated and posted for all of our guests and for our listeners to listen into. So you can just search by name or search by show.
That's correct. Yep. You know, we sit here every Monday, and this show has become part of my life. It's part of your life, Ellen.
Yeah,
thank absolutely. You for being my co-host for, gosh, going on 11 years. Mm-hmm. We also added Samantha on with us, and Samantha Nazario, she co-hosts with us at times as well. And the show is going really good. We are booked, with the help of God, still next year. We're booking for April of next year. And Paul, you know, sometimes people don't take the time to say thank you. So I just wanted to thank you and Kim for giving Viewpoint with Sita and Friends a voice. We do know that freedom of speech comes with a responsibility, and I think we've demonstrated that on this show. So thank you, and Merry Christmas to the people that listen to our show. Right? Because Christmas is going to be here before you know it, and we'll probably forget to say it.
We won't forget to say it.
And so we talk about things.
Won't.
Yeah, we won't, right? We talk about things here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends that are going on here in Brevard County, Florida. We speak about things that are going on in our state, around the world. And we try to do a show that's unscripted and quite informative. We bring a lot of value to people's life, and we give them valuable information, don't you think?
Absolutely. And we'll bring on a lot of entrepreneurs and folks that are doing wonderful things and community activists that are fighting for causes. And it's just amazing because, again, it doesn't matter where you're from. You can always learn something. You know, I always learn something from even people from other countries and people from other, religions, everything. So hopefully here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, you get a little bit of that mix as well.
Well, you know, we all learn from life experience. We learn from history. We learn from each other. We learn from the people that came before us. And we certainly learn from other people's cultures as well. And so our show today is going to be really, really interesting because I have my friend from Morocco who is in studio with us. I want to say your name correctly.
Ikram.
And no, but the other part?
You say it. El Harte, right?
El Harte.
El Harte. Yes.
It's easy. Ikram El Harte. Yeah.
It's very easy. And we've known her for a long time, Sita.
We have. And you know what it is? When you have 5,000 friends on Facebook, it's hard to pronounce and say everybody's name, right? But Elham El Harte, right? She's here. She's got her own company right here in Brevard County, Florida. It's called Sahara Rose. And she makes quality products. And she has the recipe that her grandmother gave her way back then in Morocco. And she puts that into her products. And she has a skincare line.
And she has the most beautiful skin in all of the land.
Right.
Thank you.
Yes.
She totally does.
Yeah, she's like a princess. She's so beautiful.
Porcelain
doll. So we're
going to
be talking with her on the second segment about her products. And since we've seen her, she's really done a lot of great things. So we'll talk to her about her products later. But before we do that, we've got someone on the phone. You know, I just like authors because I think everybody has a story to tell. And most stories have something that coincides with a social issue. either people are trying to save the planet, either they're trying to save the environment, either they're trying to teach children how to read. Maybe they're just talking about domestic violence, a personal story about homelessness. Whatever it is, people write books because something happened in their life and they could bring that story to life. And my friend, Tani Adams, is no different. She wrote a book and it's called Yama Yama, and it's about a llama. And I met her on Facebook and I reached out to her and she said she'd love to come on the show. And I think she's on the phone. But before we talk to her, Ellen, we're all watching what's going on in our world and all the lockdowns with this new, this mutation of the coronavirus, the Omicron it's called. And I just want to tell our friends who are listening and our family members, listen, we're not experts. We're just regular human beings. But, you know, listen to the scientist. Use your common sense. And have your faith, whatever it is. Life is a choice. It's about choices. We understand that. But at the same time, let's
try
to reset.
Make your decisions with your doctor and not on social media.
Right. How's that? Let's all try to do our part to reset the economy and fight the pandemic. It's not enough to say that you're worried about the stores that are empty or the containers that are sitting in the ports, but you're not worried about the people who died from COVID. I mean, human capital, all over the world, people lost their workers. They've lost families. And so it's a circle. The world is a global village. We're all linked. So say a prayer for those who passed away. And, you know, I have to say a prayer this morning. A friend of mine, her mother passed away in the ICU at Worcester of Hospital.
So sorry.
And she was on a ventilator for a couple of months. And thank God I am on that board for the county that the county commissioners put appointed me to, the Community Action Board. I was able to give her that phone number to get some assistance with her bills and helping to cremate her mom and all that. So, you know, God works in mysterious ways, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So that's my spiel for today, my Sita-ism.
There you go.
I just think the world is so beautiful. And when we wake up every day, it's just great. It's just great to be breathing and enjoy God's magnificent planet. Mm-hmm. So why not give out positive energy, you know?
Amen.
So I think you're on the phone, girl. Tani Adams is on the phone.
I am.
Thank you for taking the time to call in.
It's been kind of a crazy week for me. So I'm actually having our interview from my hospital bed.
The hospital bed? What are you doing in the hospital bed, Tani Adams?
Since I was a child, I had an infection that keeps coming back and causes my face to swell, and I have to have infectious infusions and stuff. And so that's what I've been doing for the last 10 days. I actually spent Thanksgiving Day here at the hospital. I'm getting better, and I'm supposed to be getting out today. So it's a good day.
Well, you know what? I think the universe is lined up in such that people come into your lives for a reason. And I think God sends angels my way all the time, and you're certainly one of them. And I hope we could cheer you up by having you on our show and spreading your information about your book. And I hope you have a great discharge nurse there, and they give you all your discharge instructions, what to do and what not to do. And you could tell them that Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, being a nurse myself, I certainly understand what you're going through. So you just follow your instructions and you should be fine. So tell our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, what inspired you to write this children's book?
Well, it started in high school with my creative writing teacher, believe it or not. Mr. Ziggy is what we called him. And he said I can make a story up on the fly. Like, if I was late to class, there was always an interesting reason why I was late to class. He always told me to write it down because there's going to be a bestseller one day.
Who knew?
Yeah. I know. You know, the excuses that kids make up when they're late or when they're caught, right? I mean,
exactly.
We all used to hear about the dog ate my homework. Remember that?
Exactly. Yes. I actually told him my llama ate my homework because that's one of the inspirations, is that the last couple of years, I have been a volunteer for a program called 4-H, which is an international nonprofit organization, and a lot of the colleges across the United States and other countries have this program available to the youth in their community. And so I actually raised llamas and alpacas and other people's children, as to speak.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like a soundboard for kids, you know. It's like they felt free talking to me about their issues, their family life. And my part of 4-H volunteerism was mainly getting kids social. I had a lot of high special needs children in my clubs, so I learned to better communicate with them and find out, you know, what they liked and what they needed, and help them grow, you know, through time.
So,
the stories came from children that were in my club, because they would show their llamas and alpacas and bunnies and stuff at the county fairs and the state fairs. And my daughter was a dancer for 15 years, and so I was a dance mom as well. So my kids would actually dress their llamas up in tutus and stuff like that, and that's where I got Llama Llama Tutu from.
Yeah, I was just going to say that you are the sole owner of Yama Yama. But why the llamas? Why not a monkey or a jaguar or, you know, a lion? Why? I mean, you fell in love with llamas.
Yeah, well, I actually was introduced to an alpaca first, which I had no idea what the heck an alpaca was until I saw a picture of one. And my mother was friends with this alpaca breeder who had gotten super sick, and she had spent like $10,000 on entry fees for her alpacas to go to this breeding show. And so she asked if I would be interested in going out and help halter breaking these alpacas. And I'm like, what the heck's an alpaca, you know? And then when I went out there, here are these really cute long-necked sheep. I thought they were. They were like sheep, but they had super long necks and bobbly little heads, and they were just this adorableness, and they hummed. Their hum was so soothing. It was kind of like doing yoga, you know? It was like you go over and you just listen to them, and you just instantly relax, you know? If you had a tense day, you go out there and you relax. Now, there were a few that were not so nice that did like to spit on you, but they're mostly because they're cranky, pregnant, and hungry, you know? And I'm sure there's humans out there that at times when they're hangry, they probably want to do the same thing, you know?
Yes, yes. So, did you have any challenges when you were trying to submit this book to a publisher? It sounds like it sounds like you did a great job with Yama Yama, but I'm pretty sure something must have happened along the way, because it's not something that everybody wants to hear about, right?
Right, yeah. And some of the things that had happened in my life is I haven't been very healthy. And I actually had a stroke in 2019 when I had the idea to start writing some children's books. So when I had the stroke, I had to learn to write and walk and speak. Like comprehension was not there. Right after I had my stroke, I didn't really notice that I had a stroke until I went to work, and I didn't know how to do my job anymore.
Aww.
It's like everything I knew about my job of 30 years was out the window. I mean, I didn't even know how to turn on the computer. It was that crazy. I was like joking with my colleague, and I said, I must have had a mini stroke over the weekend, because I don't even know my passwords. I don't know how to get into my computer. I didn't know how to do my job. You know,
that must have been heartbreaking and scary all at the same time.
It was very scary. And people were saying I wasn't making sense when I was talking. Like I was using words that sounded like the word I wanted to use, but it was nowhere near what I was trying to say. And so my boss actually took me to the hospital, and that's where I found out that I had had a stroke, and it had affected the left side of my brain with my comprehension and stuff the most.
Well, girl, for you to come out of that and then be able to speak and write and still have new projects in the works. It is amazing. God bless you.
Yeah,
I mean,
my speech therapist told me, she goes, Tawny, your problem is not that you're not doing what we're asking you to do. You're doing more than we're asking you to do, and you need to rest. When you have a stroke, you need to rest. But I kept pushing myself. I'm like, no, I am going to get back to where I was before I had my stroke. I'm going to finish this children's book, which is My Llama Steals the Show Every Time. Is the name of the book that I published after I had my stroke, and I just published it this year in March was when it was published, and I'm actually working on book number 6 already.
Wow! So, what is the reading level and the projected audiences for your book? Like, who is your target audience?
My targeted audience is pre-K up through like maybe third grade, depending on their learning disabilities, reading disabilities. I use a lot of repetitive sight words for the children. I've had people 80 years old read my stories and laughing and enjoying the story themselves, you know, without a child around. My mother-in-law, she's my biggest, one of my biggest fans, and her and I, we can't get through any of my stories without her just rolling with laughter and joy. And so that's kind of what I, you know, during this era of sort of sadness like you were talking about earlier.
Yes, yes. I hear you, girl.
To bring a little bit of happiness to everyone's life.
I'm just delighted that you were still able to call us even though you're in the hospital. I would have gladly rescheduled it for you, but I feel like you're sitting here with us because you're coming through loud and clear. So if somebody wanted to buy your book, where can they find Llama Llama? And when you send me the information, it says Llama Llama 2.2. What is the 2.2 for?
Well, it's 2.2.
Yeah.
But, so it's Llama Llama 2.2. That is the name of my company that I started. Somewhere down the road, I'd like to have, you know, maybe children's wear or something like that. You know, I'm thinking, I'm just a small potato, but I'm thinking of the bigger picture down the road. Like, I'm looking into my future of what I want to become eventually. I'm retired right now and living the dream in a very small town in the Pacific Northwest of Chula, Washington.
Boy, that sounds like a small town. I think what's the population of that town?
I think the population is probably less than 10,000.
That is a small town.
Yeah. I mean, it's got its own hospital. It's actually one of the, if you look up Chula, Washington, it is the most, it's known as for creativity and art. There are so many artisans and stuff within this area. It's unbelievable. Whether it's theater, whether it's authors, artists, oil painters. It's just a very nice little community to live in.
Yeah, it sounds like a place where I need to visit and take a break. So for our listeners who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, I just want to tell our listeners that who are tuning in that we're speaking with Tani Adams, and you are the author of Llama Llama. And she's actually, I've never had a guest that called in from a hospital bed.
No, we have
not. I could write a story just about Tani Adams today. So I was going to ask you, does writing energize you in any way, or does it, what does writing do for you?
Oh, yes. I don't only write, I do all the artwork as well for my books. And it is it's a release for me. It's it makes me happy. It gives me a task on a daily basis to look forward to working on. You know, it just gives me purpose. And I love people, and I love kids.
Yeah, and everybody have a story to tell, right? But do you find that that for people who are aspiring writers, that there are common traps that they should be aware of?
Could you say that one more time?
Like, you know, like, what are some of the common traps, like, that people, that young aspiring writers need to be aware of? Are there things in the way, obstacles in their ways?
Well, money is a big thing. I mean, you do have to have money to get your books promoted and things like that. That's kind of a setback for a lot of new authors, including myself, you know. Don't have a lot of extra cash flow and stuff. So when you're out there trying to promote your books, sometimes it may be good to reach out to some of these organizations that have already been there, like the Authors Learning Center is a good place. I learned a lot from them about how to maneuver through the world of publishing and who to trust and who not to trust. And I tell you, there's a lot of scammers out there, and I almost got shysted myself a couple times. I won't mention anything right now, but, you know, you do have to be cautious. You need to do your research on who you're talking with and who you're sharing your stuff with, because they can steal your stuff if you don't get it copyrighted. You know, you have to be careful.
That's
of
right.
Your work.
And, you know, when you write a book, too, everybody says writing the book is the easy part. The difficult part is marketing the book. And I find I have so many people that reach out to me, and because I wrote my book and I saw that firsthand, I have a love for authors, and I try to give them a platform on my show here, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, so they could talk about their book. Because like I said when we started the segment, everything is like a social issue that they're trying to bring to light. And every author I know, they want to help people. So so what was your favorite childhood book?
My favorite childhood book, I believe, was Dr. Seuss. I loved all of the Dr. Seuss stories. They were all my favorites. But of all of the Dr. Seuss books, The Lorax was one of my favorites.
Yes. And last year, there was a lot of to-do about Dr. Seuss books, and I didn't fall for that cancel culture. I'm like, no, I'm getting the books, because my kids used to love Green Eggs and Ham and all those books, you know.
Yeah, that's my other ultimate favorite one by Dr. Seuss is Green Eggs and Ham.
Yes. So we have a couple of minutes left. Paul is giving me the time up. So before we go, I have one more question for you, and then you'll give us your website. How do you select the names for the characters in your books?
I've always had a desire with dance and stuff. So Llama Llama Tutu came from a dancing llama that I used to own. I owned llamas for 12 years, and I trained them for packing and stuff. So a lot of it is just people I know. I've used their names in some of my characters, and just people who have inspired me, and animals that have inspired me is how I get the names.
Yeah.
And I'm just very creative.
How long did it take you to write Yama Yama?
It actually, the name of the book is My Llama Steals the Show Every Time. It's not Llama Llama.
Okay. So tell our listeners where they can find your book, your website, where they can read about these animals and all the great things you have done with your experience with the 4-H Club and dancing and all that.
So you can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Actually, if you Google my name, Tani, T-A-N-I, Adams, A-D-A-M-S, you Google my name, you will find my books on many sites, World WordPress.
Yep, that's a fact, because I found them on
Walmart, Target, and they're all print on demand. So you can order any of those and have them shipped straight to your place. And if you want to, you can email me at llama_llama_22@yahoo.com. And if you want your book signed by me, you can reach me through the email, and I can sign a book and mail it to you.
Well, you know, in today's world where the children are all hooked on these devices in the palm of their hands, it is just amazing to have writers who are still out there and authors who are actually targeting the children as their audience for books, because people just don't read as much as they used to anymore. I know it's one of my favorite pastimes. And Tani Adams, I am so proud of you. I hope you feel better. And we will do our best to spread the word to the human beings that we know that still enjoy reading and having something tangible in their hands to give their children for Christmas or year-round. And so thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you. And just one more good news thing. Just before I got on the line with you, my author from Archway Publishing just told me that they're getting ready to release my new book, which is called Beanie Weenie Soup, and it will be out there as well on Amazon and Books and Noble and all the common places that you can do a search for books.
Well, Tani, thank you so much, and thank you for joining us today. We'll make sure we put all of that information on our website, including your email address, so people can get their signed copies. And Sita, we're going to take a few minutes to listen to our sponsors and the great people that help us out every single year, and then we'll be right back with Ikram.
Portions of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is sponsored by the friends and family of Sita Begee, author of 18 Brothers and Sisters, and founder of Simply Sita Skincare, and these great sponsors. Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. Delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture. When you need medical care and need it fast, MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency rooms. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 13 locations, including one in Volusia County. With so many MedFast Urgent Care centers, there is a MedFast near you. MedFast offers top quality care that is close by, and the number is easy to remember. That is 321-MEDFAST. You just call 321-MEDFAST. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care fast. That's why you call MEDFAST, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST. MEDFAST. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Champion Home Healthcare, keeping your loved one happy, healthy, and at home. Available at 321-306-2551. Once again, 321-306-2551. Champion Home Healthcare is ACHC accredited and licensed, Medicare certified, and a TRICARE provider. Champion Home Healthcare, 306-2551.
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own. At St. Francis Reflections Hospice, we consider it a privilege to care for you wherever your home may be. We put our hands, hearts, and skills into providing high-quality hospice care in your home. To learn more about how we reflect life, love, and compassion, visit www.reflectionslsc.org.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And boy, I'm learning a lot about zoo animals. The llama. Llama. But she said that's not the name of the book.
No, that's not the name of her book.
That's the name of her company.
But the books are all about llamas.
Right. So anyway, so our second segment is all about beauty. We're going to transition from what's happened from our friend who just called in from the hospital. Tani Adams, to our friend who is here in studio. We're going to talk with Ikram Elharti, and she's going to talk. Ikram, yeah. It's actually an Indian name, too, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, which is why I was just surprised he had it such a time.
You know why? Because I had it on my paper, and for some reason it didn't print. So anyway, so now we have, we're going to talk about the Sahara rose. Mm. The most beautiful thing in life is a rose. I have a rose garden, so I totally understand. So let's chat. Tell us, our listeners, a little bit about Sahara Rose, how you got started, and gosh, so much to talk about.
First of all, thank you so much for having me, Sita and Eden. It's always a pleasure. And so I started Sahara Rose when I became a mom, just because, you know, when you become a mom, you don't have time for yourself anymore. So I grew up with women in Morocco that took the time for themselves. They indulged every week. There is like a bathhouse. They would go, the women, and they would just indulge in this beautiful products and sip tea and just relax. So when I missed that. And also, I missed...
I think that should be national. We just all just start doing that right away.
It should be women all over the world. Rise up and think of Sahara Rose.
Bathhouses. There we go.
Yeah.
Sorry, and they would just indulge in this beautiful, lush products with ingredients from Morocco, like... a special clay that was used by the Romans and the Egyptian royalty, that's in the Atlas Mountains. They would just mix it with beautiful rose and lavender and all beautiful herbs and the famous argan oil and other beautiful precious oils.
And now, did they have this in their gardens or in their villages?
They would get the argan tree from the Sahara Desert, which is in the south of Morocco, that grows there. I think it's the only country in the world where you find argan trees, and they would just get the make the oils from the nuts, and then the clay it's found in a mountain, which are the Atlas Mountains in Morocco. So they would just get those. My grandmother used to get the clay every year, and she would like wash it in her she would wash it, she would infuse it with herbs, and she would let it like dry in the sun for like a whole week or more in the summer. And then she would make like little pots for all the women.
Genius.
And the family and friends, and she would just gift that to them. And that's what they used to use as shampoo, as like body mask. And Moroccan women are like into... You know, they really take the time to do body mask.
Yeah, they have a good skincare routine. They have a good, you can tell. Yeah.
It's part of the culture.
Well, you're beautiful yourself. So for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Elham Elharti. Ikram Elharti. Jeez, I tell you.
You were doing so
That's,
good.
I was doing so good. That's why our show is fun and it's unscripted. Ikram Elharti. And she's the founder and CEO of Sahara Rose. It's a Florida-based natural luxury skincare brand mixing, listen to this, folks, ancient beauty rituals with green science, which means she takes everything that was old and brings it into the new world and helps people to keep their skin looking nice and bright and shiny and young.
Yeah.
Oh, my absolutely. Goodness. So talk to us a little bit about your story began when you had the kids.
Yes, I had the kids, and I also, because I live in Florida, so I was, my skin started suffering from hyperpigmentation, dark spots, and just like those first wrinkles that you get in your, you know, late 30s, early 40s. So I really wanted something that was effective, that also was safe, because I was a new mom. My kids was always like touching my products. I was breastfeeding. So I really wanted something that works at the same time that was safe. And unfortunately, I couldn't do that. I couldn't find it. So I wanted to make it myself. So that's why, that's how I started like importing the ingredients from Morocco. And later on, I worked with chemists to develop formulas, because my friends love the products, they want them too, but they want them already mixed. And I also went to school, in a school in London, to study advanced organic skincare formulation.
Wow.
I was so passionate about it that I wanted to learn more, and I also wanted to develop formulas that were unique, beautiful, and that would work.
Right, and your products are environmentally friendly as well.
They are also they are free from paraben, from a lot of nasty ingredients, and free from synthetic fragrance, and also packaged in recyclable glass. So really wanted something.
You covered all your bases. And Ellen, I don't know if you know this, but since she was last on the show, she now have a licensed place here in Melbourne where she manufactures her own products with her own hands. The ingredients from her into a jar or whatever, and nobody else is allowed to touch them. And I have to say, you know, I'm happy when other people do great things. I feel like it's me. I just feel wonderful for people, right? I feel like, oh my God, awesome. Your creativity is shining. And then I saw Ikram El Hardy's products in Macy's. And I felt like it was my products. Although, I mean, it's just one of those things where we should be happy for other human beings, right? So tell us about that moment when your products were introduced and a marketing person picked it up and said, this is good enough for Macy's.
Yeah, so my products are sold at Macy's online. And I also was one of, I think, more than 2,000 applicants that applied for something called the workshop at Macy's, where they picked like brand founders. They give them like education, and I call it a mini MBA, mm-hmm. you know, to succeed in mm-hmm. the entrepreneurial retail world. And I was picked among 2,000 candidates, and I spent a week with their teams, just, you know, going through everything that, you know, you want to learn from a big retailer at Macy's.
Right.
And today we are sold online on their site, and we also sold at a lot of estheticians that carry the line. They use it in their facial protocols, facial rooms. So, and we also sold locally in Vieira. There is like, if people want to like try our products, in the avenues in Vieira, there is a store called Thrive Local that carries a lot of artisan brands and locally made brands. So we're also sold there as well.
Right. And I think it's awesome.
And yay Macy's.
And yay Brevard. And yay Brevard for producing, you know, somebody like Ilham Elkrat. Ilham.
Ikram.
Oh my God. It's Persian. You know, you have so much Ilham. And it's like Sita, right? You know, right? She understands. I mean, it's like my name's Sita, right? It's so common. It's Sita. It's Seeta. Then it's Cita, right? So anyway, so you are here in Brevard and you're doing it online. And how does that help you versus if you had a storefront?
I do have a storefront.
Okay.
I have a licensed skincare manufacturing facility. We are based by, you know, Business Center Boulevard. It's by Pineda Causeway and Wickham Road. Mm-hmm. So that's where we manufacture. And we also have a small, let's call it outlet factory,
yeah,
like studio or boutique, where we have customers that come and they want to get the freshest products. They want to get them, you know, fresh factory made. So they come actually and they can shop in our store.
And get their lines. So, but the good thing about you two is you are living proof that the products work. Look at her. You're gorgeous. So do you have a lot of repeat customers. Once somebody buys a product and they get hooked on it, that's it. They come back again and again and again.
I have customers that tried our products in a subscription box or at a retail store, or and they from since that day they would just they are customers for life, and they are my biggest inspiration. They send me true story messages, how they love the products, how they have tried so many things for so many years, and how, you know, the cream made a difference in their skin and their overall well-being. They love the scents, they love how natural it is, and they love also the care that we, you know, that we take, and how we ship to the smallest details, and that's what they really like about
Yeah,
it.
You make them feel wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the good thing about you too, your husband is very supportive. You could not do this business if you didn't have a supportive spouse.
Absolutely.
And your children are very supportive as well. But and you're also handing down a legacy to the children, because later on they're gonna be the ones taking over your company.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
Because they probably get tired of watching you running around.
No, they're 6 and 7 years old. I think it's a personal choice, whatever yeah. they want to do in life. But at least I feel very fortunate every day to wake up and be able to do what I love most, which is like making these beautiful products, making people enjoy these beautiful textures and scents and smells. I take really a lot of pride in what I do. So everything goes out, you know, of our store has to be more than perfect, beautiful, and I want it to make really.
You are a perfectionist.
So when does the Sunday bathhouse thing open? When are we doing that? That's what I think we should do.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody just join in, and everybody have like a 15-minute increment.
Don't give people the wrong ideas.
Right. And actually, we're having an open house this coming Sunday. From 11 to 4, where people can come and shop at Factory Pricing and discover our beautiful collection.
See, in America, we call it an open house.
Yeah.
Not a bathhouse, right?
Right. Well, that's what she's having, yeah. An open bathhouse.
So for
but
our
one,
listeners...
one more time, because that is an important thing for folks to know. Sunday from...
11 to 4.
11 to 4, and it's at the... It's
at 2825 Business Center Boulevard, Suite D5, Melbourne,
yeah.
Florida.
Wonderful. Okay. Mm-hmm. So for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Ikram El-Harty, and she is the CEO and founder of Sahara Rose. It is a Florida-based natural luxury skincare line here that mixes the old with the new. And that's how I look at it. So tell us, now the most important thing for some women are their skincare routine. What advice would you give women who says, well, look, I need to have a skincare routine?
So I think the... most important thing in having any kind of routine is to stick to it.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I know a lot of people who buy things and then they don't use them, and I believe in simplicity. Like start simple. Don't go into 20,000 products. You know, in your routine, keep it very simple. A nice, good cleanser. You know, that doesn't strip off your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Balanced. It will just balance your skin, a good toner, and then follow with a good moisturizer.
Right, because as we age, most people, they think about reducing the fine lines and the wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, ladies. We know how old we are, right? We know as old as we feel. And certain things you can't help, but certain things you can help, right? Like the dark spots. What should people do for dark spots? You have a product for dark spots.
Yes, we do have a product for dark spots. That's called Hydra C Serum, and it's a beautiful product that has a lot of botanicals like licorice extracts, which is amazing for like reducing dark spots. We also have a very stable vitamin C that doesn't discolor over time, so and have a lot of beautiful botanicals, mushroom, watermelon. We have a new legume which is very nice called moth bean, and it's has been proven in like scientific studies to be comparable to retinol. So a lot of beautiful ingredient that in this serum that I wanted to call it I am a treasure, because it's really a treasure in terms of ingredients, and people are really really happy with the results they're
right.
seeing.
And are your products formulated for all skin types?
Yes, for there. most skin types. We don't have any, like, again, using, we don't use any synthetic fragrance. Even the most sensitive skin can like tolerate our formulas.
Yeah, because we know as we age, our skin loses a lot of the elasticity and collagen, right? And then people say drink a lot of water. And moisturize.
Yes.
I don't know why human beings have such a difficult time drinking water. It's free. And it's supposed to help your skin. What do you tell people when they say, how do I prevent aging?
So I think it's not about preventing aging because
it's going to age. We're going to age anyway.
It's nature. It's about aging gracefully. And I think that's the right word to just aging gracefully. It's just, I think, as you said, hydration is very important, and also sunscreen. Sunscreen and also physical, like wear hats, especially when, you know, we're living here in Florida.
Yeah.
Physical shield is very important. And of course, just adopting just a simple
routine,
simple skincare routine.
And a lot of people have sensitive skin, mm-hmm. right? I know I'm dark skin, but my skin is very sensitive.
Yeah.
I can't put a lot of products on my skin. Are your products... people with sensitive skin, are they able to use these products?
Yes. But we also offer, I have an esthetician that offers consultations, even
right,
online,
right.
Free consultations, because it's very, you know, case specific.
Right, so then they'll know if the product is right for you or not.
Yes. So it's a free service that you can go online and just book a free consultation with our esthetician, and she can orient you to the best products or best routine for your specific.
So they put that extra thing on the Zoom so they can really zoom
yes,
in.
People take pictures, they are able to take pictures.
Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of people say, well, I have oily skin, or I have normal skin, or I have sensitive skin. I mean, I wonder how people come up with those names for their skin type.
Well, keep in mind, too, that as, you know, especially as women, as our hormones change, as our, you know, our natural, you know, breakdown changes, you know, type of thing. It's like all of a sudden then my skin went from like kind of oily to kind of more dry. And
yeah.
And then, of course, same thing if you're out more, if you're in the sun, if you're in the wind, those kinds of things.
So talk a little bit about the T-zone, right? People have this T-zone here where they're always concerned about this area here, right? Is there something like you can put on in the nights? People are always worried. You have a night cream for like under the eye?
For the time being, we have our face cream, which is a rich moisturizer, which is more for like dry, combination skin, mature skin, that is very, very rich, that has many ingredients like the moth bean I talked about, that helps with cellular renewal, and also ceramides. It has saffron, which is a beautiful ingredients, very good for like brightening, which is also an ingredient from Ayurveda, right?
Yes.
Saffron. So we use a little bit of the both words, a lot of botanicals and also green science ingredients.
Right. Like I know the saffron in India, that's a big one. The Vicku cream, they sell so much. It's kind of sad in a way because like a lot of Indian girls and boys back home, they would buy this because they want to get lighter. You know, because it does have that component in it. So talk to us about the labeling of the products. Who labels the products? Everything is FDA approved. And so do you ever have questions about that from people?
Yeah, the labeling. So we do everything that's, you know, at the facility. We make the products. We also send products for testing, you know, because the products have to be tested for like microbials and for preservation. So that's the part that we send to an external lab that does all the testing for us, and for stability as well.
Yeah.
And our facility is also FDA registered. So we are registered with the FDA. They know that, you know, we are made here locally. And we are also a skincare licensed facility, because in Florida, you have to have a license to make skincare.
Yeah. So, Ikram, when you came on the show a few years ago, you had certain products, and now I see you have different ones. How do you know what your best sellers are? Is it by demand, or is it by, you know, people coming up to you and saying, make more of this product? Which ones are your best sellers?
Yeah. So, my best-selling products are the Sumptuous Cream. Everybody, like, that was one of my first products.
Sunscreen?
The cream, the rich
moisturizer.
It's called Sumptuous Cream. So that's the one of the best sellers. I also have a beautiful beauty oil that sells very, very well. It's called Divine Beauty Serum. The scent is so beautiful, so uplifting. People use it for on their face, on their you know, neck, décolleté. It's very, very rich. And at the same time, it's non-comedogenic. So it will not clog your pores. And it's really good for, like, those, you know, wrinkles and, like, dryness. So those are two of the best selling. But honestly, all the products have their own. It's just different.
Different people have different, different choice.
We also have a beautiful bath and body collection that's more, like, it's more giftable. Like, people love the body scrub because it's so unique. It's not like a sugar or salt scrub. It's a beautiful clay with like little scrubbies inside, and you feel like you went to the spa, and it gives you that beautiful at-home spa experience. So people love that one as well.
Where do you find the time? Because you are involved in making the product, the labeling. Mm-hmm. You also choose the packaging. You're online, and then you have Ellen. I don't know how she keeps up, because that's me when I was trying to do my product. I literally would, of course, I'm still working too, but where do you find the time? Because, like, take us into the day of Ikram Elhardi. You wake up, you send the kids off to school, and then you go straight to the facility?
Yes, and I also have a team. I have a team locally that, you know, help with the production, with the shipping, with the logistics, with the packaging, with labeling, with all of, have an assistant also at the desk and consultations that works on that side too, with customer service. And I also work with many, many consultants. I have consultants that work, you know, that do the marketing for me, the graphic design, the social media, so I have a virtual assistant. So I have a lot.
So you delegate.
Yes,
you
I
have
do.
To.
I have to.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. To keep track of everything.
I would think. And so if somebody came to you and said, listen, I have uneven skin tones, do you have a product to help, you know, because that's something as you get older, you notice too. You're like, oh my God, my face is changing. My body is changing. Everything is sagging. And now I have uneven skin tones.
Yeah. And that's why, like, sticking to the routine helps.
Yeah.
We have Hydra C serum that works, again, with the vitamin C and all those beautiful licorice. Very, very good for, like, you know, a more even, balanced skin. So that's a product that people love. It has been featured in many subscription boxes, like FabFitFun. Like, people love it.
Yeah.
It has great reviews. You can go online on Macy's.com and just type Sahara Rose Hydra C Serum, and you can see more than, I don't know, 50 reviews. People, like, just leaving who have tried it, and they loved it, and that's just, you know, leave their honest review.
Yeah. So tell our listeners, so you can get it on Macy's.com. There's a place in Vieira, you said.
It's called Thrive Local.
Right.
She carries just artisans and locally made products in Florida. So she carries the line. They can go touch the products, smell them, look at the ingredients. And they can also always welcome to come to our factory, where we have a small storefront. They can also
try the products.
Yeah, try the products.
And everything is shipped directly to your home or your business or whoever you buy the product for.
Yes, we ship everywhere in the U.S. And we also offer pickup locally if people want to just pick up, you know, and save on the carbon footprint, right?
Right. Oh, God, talk about, I feel like my skin is rejuvenated right here by sitting and listening. I feel like I just got a whole facial. That is awesome. We're so proud of you.
Thank you.
And how do you get all these products, the ingredients from Morocco? I mean, she's Moroccan. You could tell she's gorgeous. How do you get the stuff from there to here? Do you have someone back home? Because I remember last time we spoke to you, you were also assisting in employing so many people back home to get the ingredients. You were giving people a job as well.
Yeah, so the main the oils come from Morocco, like argan oil, prickly pear seed oil. And from usually it's women cooperatives that make these oils and sell these oils. And we have the rose water that comes. That's why I called my brand Sahara Rose, that come from a region in Morocco, at the entrance of the Sahara Desert. It's actually the third production in the world. It's a beautiful, fragrant rose. You have all French, like, perfume houses that have, like, set their productions over there just to get some of the beautiful rose. So that's where also we get our rose from.
Hey, Ikram Elhardi, you're amazing. I'm so proud of you because there's so many people that started on our show years ago that opened their own businesses and they folded. And you beat the odds to where you got to this point where you could have your family. You can use your experience because you were in marketing before, right? So how did that help you with this? I mean, it must have opened a lot of doors for you because you already knew. But it seems like you moved away from that and you're more hands-on.
Yeah. So to be honest with you, Sita, when I moved here 10 years ago, I used to live in Morocco before. So I had a corporate job. I was a communication manager for a big, port in Morocco. And when I moved here, I had to start my life from scratch. I didn't know anybody. It was a new world. I had no network. I had to rebuild everything from ground. So I am very proud of, what I have done since this last 4 or 5 years. And I think the most important thing is to build relationships. I have met you. And it's that kind of relationship and that kind of support that you get from, women like you, Sita, support other entrepreneurs that allow things to happen and allow like businesses like mine to succeed and to
And to spread the word.
Spread the word.
We should be each other's keepers, right? Like Ellen was the one, was my cheerleader that says, you can do this, you can have your show. And then along the way came other women. But I tell you what, America, you could still dream in America and make
That's
it
true.
Happen. And you are the American dream. And I think God has a plan for you. And I think it's going to grow because you're so positive about what you're doing. Really quick, do you have products for the hair?
Yes, the Divine Serum, you can use it as a hair oil as well. It's
and I suppose it'll help with maybe strengthening the hair roots and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Ellen, I just love her. I'm so proud of her. I feel like she's my sister. It's like, that's what we're supposed to do as we do great things in life. We're supposed to showcase what our friends and family and our neighbors
are
doing and give them a hand.
That's right. It's a great day to remind everybody to shop local, shop small, don't forget about the open house on Sunday, this coming Sunday, and make sure that you're really supporting right here in Brevard County.
So think of it, Sahara Rose.
There you go.
It's beautiful.
And for our another friend, Tani Adams, thank you so much. Here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We'll see you next week.